speaking with Banff Acting Mayor Corey DeMeno. How are you doing today?
Good.
Talking a little bit about Tuesday's council meeting. I understand much of it was devoted to this proposed Frank Lloyd Wright Revival Initiative. What can you tell us about this project?
The story is fascinating, and the presentation involved a brief history of the structure and of the importance of Frank Lloyd Wright in terms of North American architecture. The goal of the reconstruction, proposed by Michael Milner and Post Strategies, is to preserve and promote the legacy of Frank Lloyd Wright.
This Frank Lloyd Wright building, I understand it used to exist in the Banff Rec Grounds area and up until the 1930s. This group wants to rebuild the project. What was council doing about this?
So council voted to support, in principle, the Frank Lloyd Wright Revival Initiative. Council also requested the proponents to conduct a feasibility study, cost estimates and analysis, preliminary environmental assessments, funding and financing sources, plus the impact on the community. In short, council will be getting a very thorough study. Council also made it clear that any reconstruction plan should not conflict with the planned redevelopment of the recreation grounds.
So council supporting this project in principle is different than approving the project, right?
So council voted to support it in principle to allow the further consideration, but made it clear they were not approving the project. There's no timeline of when the proponents will complete all the various studies.
Another thing that council looked at was the traffic cameras and the various cameras that are set up around Banff, and a request from the RCMP to use them in future investigations.
The town has 12 traffic webcams on major intersections and streets to monitor traffic conditions. Every 5 minutes, the images are refreshed. Images are not retained. The RCMP said they would find it very helpful in the process of an investigation of a crime or accident to be able to access the images related to the time and place if they were retained.
Can the RCMP not use the camera information right now?
The Alberta Freedom of Information and Privacy Act has guidelines for use of cameras in this manner by public bodies, and a number of considerations must be factored into their use as public safety cameras, including minimizing the impact on privacy.
So what did council decide to do with this request?
Council directed staff to return by year-end with a report on how to address privacy concerns regarding using the traffic cameras as public safety cameras by the RCMP.
Council also approved the purchase of a piece of property. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Council approved the purchase of 221 Beaver Street, the building currently housing the Bow Valley Regional Transit Services Commission offices. Staff will return to the next council meeting with a borrowing bylaw of an amount not to exceed the purchase price of $1,005,000. The town intends to use the upper floors as staff accommodation for seasonal staff until September, and then reassess the potential uses of the building. So it could be rented to other facilities. It could be used as an extension of office space for the town. It could be converted to housing, provided an amendment to the land use bylaw is secured.
All right, Banff Acting Mayor Corey DeMeno, thanks for joining me in the program today.
Thanks, Rob. Have a good day.